Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just really reaching out to our fan base and thanking them for their support all throughout the year. Incredible year. And the energy around this city and the energy around our fan base was just phenomenal throughout the season. I thought it helped us get through some of the highs and lows of the season, and it was great to see everyone show up in Jacksonville the way they did. This has been an entirely team effort from the start. The entire building has been on board, and also wanted to show our appreciation to Terry and Kim for their support throughout the season.
Bills coach Sean McDermott, part of his comments from the season-ending news conference yesterday. We've got it at WGRF550.com. Sitting alongside him yesterday and on our AT&T hotline right now is Bills GM Brandon Bean. Brandon, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning.
Brandon, I'm going to make you an offer, okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I have $32 cash in my wallet and two credit cards. They are both yours. All you need to do just figure out which quarterback you really love and go get him in the draft. It's yours. Name it. Whatever you want.
I appreciate it. If we do that, I'll give you a shout.
And there's airport mileage with the credit card, so you can fly for free eventually.
Even better. Thanks.
You covered a number of topics yesterday, but I wanted to ask you something first with your job. Sean was asked yesterday what he learned in year one as the head coach. What did you learn in year one as the general manager of the Bills?
Well, you know, nothing that I had not totally seen before from the position I've been in Carolina as assistant GM. But, you know, every team is a new team. Every organization is different. You know, you learn a lot about the people in this organization. And, you know, this is a process here, not only with the players and the coaches. I know Sean talked about that. But just building our whole football operation from the scouting. And, you know, we redid a pro department, a college department. And so there was a lot of, you know, areas along the way, and we're still doing that as we go through the draft. So just a lot of little things with the people that had been here, how we were structuring things, and still, it's an ongoing deal. Really, your first year in a new position, you know, the way the NFL cycle works, you know, I got here in May, so until we get through this draft, we're adjusting and building this thing, you know, kind of as we go.
You got a lot of questions yesterday about the offense, and understandably so. You've talked a couple times now, Brandon, since you've got here, about the importance of finding a franchise quarterback, and it's not easy. I get that. But what kind of a priority is it for you and the staff to get a quarterback? I won't say draft, because you can get him different ways. But what kind of a priority this offseason is identifying a quarterback who you believe could be a franchise quarterback here at some point?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it over and over, it's a quarterback league, and until you know you have, you know, the guy that you're definitely going to build this, you know, this team around, and obviously the offense around, you know, you're constantly searching. You know, the teams that, you know, make the runs in the playoffs consistently have a franchise guy that they lean on year in and year out, and, you know, we're still in the process, of getting that accomplished.
So you'd say you are searching for someone to build around it. And one of the things that was, I think, a consistent talking point for Bills fans, that didn't look like the offense as constructed this year was something that was built around the quarterback.
Yeah, it's easy. You know, at the end of the day, the end result, we were not happy with. There's, you can ask players, coaches, staff, whoever, everybody wanted to be better on offense, but there were other areas as well. I know people are focused right now. You know, it's a hot topic. People love offense. And so we get that. We understand it. It's not just one person. You know, it's not just one player. There's a lot of it. You know, I have my own issues that, you know, things I got to do better, you know, to help our offense, help our defense. So Sean and I, honestly, we're methodically going through it, and we're going to try and go through those things this week with our staff, you know, with our each of our own staffs together, and we're going to come, you know, with some results to how we're going to build this thing and how we're going to fix the issues we had.
You've been a part of a staff before that drafted a quarterback very high, Cam Newton in Carolina. Do you feel like that process, figuring out all the things that go with it, interviewing the player, interviewing coaches, maybe teammates, doing research on a guy like that before making the selection, do you feel or do you hope that that has you better prepared for it this time around if you're ultimately going to do it?
Yeah. You know, I think every time you go through something like that, it helps you. You live and you learn. You make your notes. What did you think went well? Where did you think you you could have done a little bit better? So, yes, going through that process back in 2011 with Carolina was – we did more research on Cam and the other quarterbacks than we had done at any previous point in my time, you know, in Carolina. So definitely helps to have a plan and know how you're going to, you know, solve the problem and answer your questions when it's time to draft.
What does that involve? There are six different guys that might go in the first round this year, maybe even more past that. So how much work is it? How far down the trying to find out what motivates the guy or what drives the guy, what kind of person he is, like how far do you go with that?
Well, you know, we've already started those processes, and it even goes beyond quarterbacks. But, our guys, that are in the area, their job as an area scout is to not only talk to the player's coach, but talk to people that know the kid that have nothing to gain from it, an academic advisor, people from his high school. Try to ask other teammates when you're talking to them. And that process will continue as we gain more access. It's limited access in the fall to who you can really get to, but a couple of these guys, some of these higher named guys are going to be at the Senior Bowl. We'll get a chance to visit with them there. We'll be able to talk to some of our friends or whoever's coaching some of these guys at the Senior Bowl. We'll be able to talk to other teammates. What kind of teammate was he for the week? We'll talk to some of their teammates that were with him for several years in college. We'll talk to people back at their high school. We'll do anything and everything to really know who this person is, what makes them tick as a person. Then obviously we got to get into the X and O's. Does he work hard in the film? Does he understand what he's seeing? What's he been through? What's the system he's been in? Has he audibled plays? Has he called plays? Has he called the plays out in the huddle? How many times, you look on film? Does this guy ever take, snaps from center? All those things, you got to go through, and, you're basically just building, a library on each player.
One thing we would ask your predecessor a lot is games he had gone to, players he had seen. Of the quarterbacks that are coming out this year, how many have you had a chance to see in person?
I've seen all of them that matter.
Okay. How many matter? Without saying names, how many matter?
I don't want to give you a number.
Okay.
I'm not going to go there, but I've seen every one of them that could potentially be in the first round.
Would you care to share your opinion on Baker Mayfield? Not on the field, Brandon, but a lot of the stuff, the flag planting, the crotch grabbing, and the stuff that happens off the field, and how much you care or research that side of things?
You know what? I'm not going to really get into any of the players right now. I think it's too early in the process. But, I'm very aware, of him and his stuff. But I'm going to leave it as is, my thoughts on it. At this time, I think it's best if I don't go into it.
When you meet with these guys in person, you said yesterday, it's not just watching them on film and what they do during the games. You want to sit down and meet these guys. What are you looking for when you, go eye to eye and sit down and talk to these guys, the quarterbacks specifically, because of the importance of that position?
How comfortable are they in their own skin? Are they arrogant? Do they care anything about the people they're talking to, or is it all about them? There's so many things you can pick up in even a 15-minute conversation, and obviously we're going to spend way more than 15 minutes with these guys. But, you're talking to them. Is the guy straightforward? Does he seem like he's holding something back? Does he open up, just like you're sitting, at a bar or somewhere relaxed? Whatever the case may be, you can pick up, is the guy comfortable, is who he is, or is he trying to hide something?
We're with Bills GM Brandon Bean on our AT&T hotline here.
One other thing, you and Sean McDermott have worked together before, collaborative effort. When it comes to draft day, is there a board? Do you have a group of people? Because you might have differing opinions, especially with five picks in the first three rounds. You might get to a spot where there's a split. Is there one person, is it you, that will pull the tab, as they say, that will pull the name off the board, like final decision rests with me. I mean, you as the GM, I think a lot of structures around the NFL, it's going to come down to one person, and that's going to be the GM. Maybe with some, it's the coach. Maybe, I don't know. I ask, who pulls the tab at the end of the day?
You know, it'll be a collaborative deal. At the end of the day, it's my decision to make. But, you know, I don't take that lightly in the sense that it will be a collaborative. Sean and I will talk it out. And we talk out a lot of things, everyday stuff here, things that happen in the week, in the game, and we talk about those decisions and plan them out. And we will go through a lot of the scenarios leading up to the draft, but you do have to have one final voice to make that call, as you said, and I'll do that. But again, everything will be a collaborative. Sean will be very involved in the process.
One of the things I was curious about, when you were on with Murph and Donald Jones and Steve Tasker yesterday, Brandon, they talked to you about some of the trades you made. And, you know, you move out big-name guys, talented guys like, you know, Sammy Watkins and Ronald Darby and Marcell Dareus. But you mentioned at the time, any move you make, you believe that it's being done, you and Sean believe it's being done in the best interest of the franchise. How do you balance all that out when you're putting your roster together? Chemistry, culture, but also talent level. I mean, you don't want a roster of like grinders and pluggers and lunch pail guys. You have to have some talent. So how do you balance all of that together when you're figuring out what to do?
Well, it's not easy. You know, there's no magic formula. You try and figure out who these guys are, what's their motivation, what's your plan with them going forward. You know, guys, some of those guys that were moved out, you talk about Sammy or whatever, was going into last year of his deal. Is this a guy, you have to answer your question. Is this a guy you want to re-sign? Is this a guy you think that you have a good chance to re-sign? There's different factors in different players. You know, Darby, does this guy fit your scheme? Does he not? There's so many different things. You know, we've talked about Marcell ad nauseum, but at the end of the day, each one has its own circumstance. How do they fit? Do they fit? Is this a guy you want to keep going forward, or is this a guy we're better off moving on without? And, you know, each one, like I said, has their own reasons behind those moves.
How would you describe your cap position? What kind of cap shape is the franchise in this offseason and going forward?
You know, I think it's improving. We're not there. We're better off than this team was a year ago. But we're not where I want to be and where I want to get to. Unfortunately, I think I mentioned it yesterday when I was talking to somebody, away from the press conference, was, you know, we got some dead money, mm-hmm. and we're still working through that. And that happens when you have moves like some of the ones we did, you know, with a bigger contract like Marcell. But we want to get away from that because the more money we have on the field, the better off we're going to be paying the players that are actually on the field. I think in 19, you'll see it even better than what we're heading into this year, though. So we're not out of the woods yet.
Having said that, free agency comes before the draft. And you mentioned yesterday, now you guys know you have a lot of holes to fill. So what's your approach to free agency? How active will you think you would be in terms of trying to fill some of the holes to make your draft process a little bit easier?
Definitely would like to fill as many holes as we can. You know, I look at free agency, it's a moving target because, you know, we're already going through the UFAs that we know now that have not re-signed with their current teams. And we're ranking those guys. Our scouts are breaking them down. We'll have meetings. You know, I'm heading to East West and Senior Bowl next week. When I get back, we're going to really get back onto the UFAs. And by that point, some of the guys may have re-signed. You know, other things will have unfolded to help us narrow down our focus of who we want to get. But we want to fill as many holes as we can, but with value. We don't want to just go chasing and spend, overspending for a certain position or a certain player. We're going to go in there. We have a lot of holes to fill. So we'll be strategic with it, and we'll try and find as many guys that we think can help us and, you know, eliminate some of the things that we have to get done in the draft.
One other philosophy question or philosophical question, if I could. When it comes to, again, if you are thinking about quarterback, okay, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if you're thinking about quarterback, whether it's free agency or draft, do you select a quarterback based on who your offensive coordinator is and what your scheme is, or do you get a quarterback you love and then have the OC work with that guy, or how does that all work?
No, I'm going to get one that I think is the right guy for our team, for this organization, skill set wise that we're looking for. You know, good coaches will take whatever this quarterback's strengths are and he'll work it into the offense. Because we all know if you draft a guy for a certain coordinator or a certain system, that guy goes on and does well and becomes a head coach, and a new guy comes in here and has a different system that doesn't fit the quarterback, that doesn't make sense. So we'll draft a guy with a skill set that we think fits, and it'll be up to, you know, the offensive coordinator and the offensive staff to, you know, accentuate, I guess would be the right word, whatever his strengths are and hide the weaknesses.
All right, my offer still stands, Brandon. $32 and two credit cards, although I think the max limit is like maybe $5,000 on the credit cards.
We can max it out pretty quick. Drop it off, and I'll show you how quick we can max it off.
All right, I'll have dead cap space. That's okay. I'll deal with it.
Welcome to my world.
Brandon, thanks. I appreciate you giving us some time. We look forward to hearing from you again later in the season, off season.
You got it, guys.
Brandon
Bean. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Brandon. Brandon Bean, Bills GM, with us on the AT&T Hotline.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.